This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is a headline I wasn't expecting. You know, this is the day and age of Fortnite and Call of Duty, GTA, and, you know, all these video games. Video games just, tore through any toy business or Monopoly toys had on childhood entertainment. You know, kids play video games more than watching TV. If I ask, you know, students what their favorite television show is, unless they're an adult, kids don't really watch TV. They may watch Netflix. They may, but for the most part, they're not into TV shows. They're into what they see on YouTube. They're into memes. They're into a lot of internet-type stuff. They're into watching each other's Snapchat pictures and Snapchat stories. Everybody has stories now on Facebook and Instagram, these old stories that you can watch. And I guess that's where people are getting their entertainment. And when I think back to when I was a kid, we would sit down and play a game of Monopoly. Or sit down and play a game of Risk. I loved Risk. That's where I learned most of my geography. And then all of a sudden all the countries changed. A lot of the countries changed. But still, Risk helped me with a lot of geography. Life. I liked Mr. Mouth. And, you know, you really didn't hear a lot of board games or, you know, Sorry and Clue and things like that. I mean, we grown-ups still remembered it, but the kids are like, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Well, from what we're understanding, is traditional board game sales have shot up 147% in the last 3 years. Data from eBay shows sales of traditional pastimes like Test Match, Monopoly, and Uno have shot up by 147% over the past 3 years, putting them in Santa's sack, right, for December 25th. So people appear to be buying board games for their kids for Christmas. Now, I don't know why this article broke, because kids who are trying to figure out what the parents going to get them for Christmas, or what Santa's going to get them, shouldn't be aware of this. But most kids don't read, you know, the ntnews.com out of Australia. But according to eBay's Julie Nestor, she said, this year we've seen a shift away from screens, with kids being encouraged to play in new ways, often involving the rest of the family, and parents couldn't be happier. And she said the nostalgic trend was also being embraced by older family members. She said what we really love seeing is the resurgence of some retro favorites, from Polly Pocket to Tamagotchi to Betty Spaghetti. I don't remember any of those. Allowing big kids to revisit their childhood. She said some of the stuff that we're playing with when we were kids, I'm seeing coming out again. So there's Monopoly, called the Cheaters Edition, and Guess Who? These are, I guess, some of the most popular. Cheaters Edition. I don't know what Cheaters Edition is in Monopoly. But it does look pretty. I mean, I have to admit, they have really modernized a lot of these games. And they say parents like it as much as their kids because they used to play it. Now, good for them. Yeah, I mean, I have a big issue with kids just going to their rooms. The funny thing is my kids do want to play board games. They will. They'll bring it up to us all the time. They want to play with mom and dad. They don't get enough of us. And I know you guys are like, yeah, right. They hate your... No, they really don't. I don't see my kids a lot. I get up early. I'm usually out of the house before they're up. I usually come home late, see them for an hour or two, then go to bed. I don't see the kids a lot, and it kills me that that's how, you know, most of their childhood has been. I've been so busy, and yeah, I do have regrets. But when we are together, they do want to hang out. Either they want to play a board game, or they want me to play a video game with them, or they want to watch football, luckily football. You know, they love sitting watching football, and, you know, we talk during football. I mean, when I allow them to talk, I mean, if it's, you know, if there's a lot going on, you know, we're in the red zone, everybody shut the hell up. I mean, you know, that's kind of a rule of my family. Red zone, everybody shut the hell up. But I do like the idea of board games. And you know, they say these games are good because you have a lot of stimulation, you have a lot of strategy. The problem is it never ends well in my family. We have some real competitive people. And they don't like to lose. And they get mad. And I am guilty of actively saying, no, we are not going to play a board game tonight. Because everybody's in a good mood, and then all of a sudden they play a game, somebody gets mad, or somebody cheats. Somebody always cheats. Or somebody accuses somebody else of cheating who didn't cheat. I'm like, are you kidding me? And so then we end up getting mad at each other and hating each other. And the whole purpose was for us to spend time and bond. Now, it's getting cold. So this is kind of the time of year where you can't really go hiking. You can't really go outside. So bring games in. But I would suggest maybe doing teams where you guys have teams. Because you will fight. Families fight. And then at least you get a little bit of bonding. You got to mix the teams up. And try not to put in-laws, don't make son be with mom, mother-in-law, right? You know, try to mix some of that up. Because then people are like, man, why am I stuck on this team? But I think there's definitely some merit. We are coming up on Thanksgiving, so that's going to be pretty cool. But I find that fascinating. I guess my favorite game, I remember the games that would be my favorite were the games that I did well on, like Battleship. I could sink a battleship. I don't know how I knew where their battleship was, but I was like really good at that game. I was also good at the game, I don't know what you call it, where it's yellow plastic and you stick red and black poker type chips in there. And they have to be like lined up. I think you're supposed to get four or five in a row. That I was pretty good at. And I was good at Light Bright. Light Bright wasn't a board game. But you stuck these little pegs that, you know, your little siblings would choke on, and you would make little designs and colors, and I liked that. I thought that was really, really cool. The Betty Crocker bake set, I was horrible at because I can't bake. I could set something on fire and burn it to a crisp, but I couldn't bake. So that toy from my childhood, But my favorite toy ever, my big wheel. Loved the big wheel. Get me one of those as a grown-up. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. Trainer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So experts are telling us to not, this is a big no-no, people, and so many of us do it, to not sit on the toilet and play on our cell phone. They say it could be deadly. Now you're like, what? Are you kidding me? I take my phone with me everywhere. I do. I am always on the potty with my phone. Let me tell you why. I know I'm a little too honest, but I tell you why. I wake up in the middle of the night to pee. I just do. And it's dark. And so when I wake up and I go, gosh, you know, I could hold it. And you're lying there in bed and you're like, I could hold it. And then like, I can't hold it. I'm going to have to get up. Because you know how you don't want to get up. You want to fall back asleep. And then once you're up, you're up. So I try to hold it. I'm like, no, I gotta pee. Then the dog is like, huh? You woke me up. And the cats are like, excuse me? I'm like, wait, okay, you guys wake me up the whole night. Okay, and let me, please, don't act like it's so dramatic. And then they look at me like I just disrupted their whole world because I got up out of the bed to go pee. Corey's asleep. He's like, so he doesn't know. So, but it's dark, and I don't want to trip, and I don't want to fall. So I grab the phone, and I use the phone as my light. So it's my light source. It's like my flashlight. I use my phone. Probably, if you ask me, what do I use the phone more for? I would say talking is one of the least things I do. I've even used my phone as a plate. If I have to hold something and have it on a flat surface, I will hold my phone flat and lay it on there. I tell you, I talk on my phone as little as possible. Now, I text and I scroll and I surf internet and, you know, that kind of stuff. But the number one use I use my phone for day in and day out is as a light. This is what I do. So now I'm in the bathroom with my phone as a light. I'm able to turn on the bathroom light, close the door so I don't wake up hubby. And I, well, now I have my phone, so I must have checked messages. Then, all right, maybe I go back to sleep. All right, wake up. All right, when I'm supposed to wake up, shut off the alarm. Now, oh, I have to carry my phone away from the bed with me into the bathroom because I got to start getting ready and, you know, put on, you know, my sports stuff so I can exercise. And so my phone goes with me. My phone goes with me to the potty because I'm like, well, I got to go potty now. Phone comes with me when I brush my teeth. Phone comes with me when I go and hit the treadmill. Then I may actually have to potty. So I'm like, you know what? I don't want to leave my phone or forget about my phone. I take it with me. And I got to tell you, you know, you don't even have to have magazines now in the bathroom anymore. You can play your Candy Crush, and it's fun. Some of you are like, damn, Dr. Dahlia, you are like on level 2100 in Candy Crush. Yeah, it's because every time I have to go potty, I take it with me. I get a lot done in the bathroom, let me tell you. I get a lot done. So, able to, you know, hit three levels of my Candy Crush. So, it's no wonder that experts say, okay, look, we got some issues. Now, one issue with cell phones, and I'm going to kind of be coalescing this into a nice article for you guys, the risks of taking a cell phone or smartphone into the bathroom. So one big risk is you could be sitting on the potty so much that there was one guy who ended up having rectal prolapse. You guys remember that? So he was sitting on the potty. And he was playing for so long, and he was pushing for so long that he actually had rectal prolapse. The other thing that's pretty risky is this cell phone or this smartphone blindness that people get. Because what they're doing is they're looking at their cell phone screen at night. And the blue light reacts with retinol. And that reacts with, that could irritate cells, on the retina and cause some temporary blindness. So we really need to kind of be careful when it comes to our rampant use of cell phones. But that's not why these experts are telling us to be careful. They're telling us the reason why it's deadly is because when you take your cell phone into the bathroom, the obvious, you are now collecting germs like E. coli, Clostridium difficile, Salmonella. Metro UK asked three researchers to weigh in on the dangers of taking a phone into the bathroom. And they concluded you could be exposing yourself to these deadly germs. They say it could happen when you wipe yourself, touch the flush handle or door lock, and then touch the phone prior to your washing your hands. Or if you don't wash your hands at all. And a lot of us really should wash off our phone, but we're not supposed to put our phone in water. You can't really take your phone and scrub it. So our phones never really get washed or cleaned. There's got to be some product out there that you could use, like an alcohol wipe or something, to clean your phones. I've done that. I've used alcohol. I don't know if you're allowed to. But, I mean, if Apple wants to make more money, right, sell phone wipes. They really should do that. Anyway, so there's apparently hygiene expert Dr. Lisa Ackerley explains to Metro UK, read the book or phone in your right hand and then transfer it to the left. She says, wipe with your right, flush with the right, carry the book or phone in your left hand without touching anything else, and then wash your hands.
Now, a lot of us already kind of do that, where we'll have one hand, which is the wiping hand, and we'll have another hand that isn't. That's kind of what, yeah. She goes to say, if you wipe your bum, because again, this is out of the UK, so they don't call it tushy, okay, they call it a bum, then pick up your phone. You may as well not bother washing your hands, because all the bacteria you put on your phone will end up back on your hands. Well, that's not good. Dr. Ron Cutler has weighed in. Director of Biomedical Science, degrees at Queen Mary's University London, says basically, you just shouldn't take your phone into the toilet if you're at all concerned about the transfer of viruses and fecal contamination. So, some of you may kind of find this humorous, and some of you may say, look, okay, I'm not afraid of bugs. They make us stronger. The problem with any sort of microbiology issue is it's the wrong bug at the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, I used to tell myself I didn't need the flu shot. I'm like, I'm good. I'm strong. You know, because I had really never gotten the flu. And then all of a sudden, I got the flu, and it was bad. And I got scared. You bet your butt I get the flu shot. Make sure my kids get the flu shot. Once you get sick. Now, the problem is the memory is short-lived. I mean, everybody says, women are remarkable creatures because we forget our child labor pain. And we'll go ahead and get pregnant again. Because we'll forget about the pain. Our brain has a way to forget about the pain. We're not as traumatized by childbirth like we would with a car accident or a shooting or something. Moms have a way to recover. Now, I wonder if that sort of psychological advantage does happen when we're sick. I remember being scared to death, with some real bad illnesses I had. Yet, I don't really remember them for the life of me. I'm like, I had it. When you feel good, you forget. And when I talk about the wrong bug at the wrong place at the wrong time, look at what's happening with these kids with this polio-like illness. I think there's 72 cases this year alone where these kids get exposed to something, we think it's a virus, and then they start to become paralyzed, some of them permanently. And yet their siblings don't have the same symptoms, and their schoolmates don't, which means they were the wrong person at the wrong place at the wrong time, or the bug affected them a certain way. So why tempt fate? Why, gamble? If you don't need to have poo-poo germs on your phone, don't. And some say, well, you know what, but it helps me when I poop. Maybe go back to the magazine. I mean, my problem is if I'm at a friend's house and I got a potty, I don't want to use the magazines because those magazines were used by people who had to read them when they potty. So I just don't think they're clean. So at least my phone is me. But, at some point, you have to, come up with another way. And, there's an argument that we really shouldn't be sitting when we poop. We're supposed to be squatting. That's the proper position. And in fact, we poop better when we squat. We're more constipated because there's all these turns and, And for those of us sciatica, a lot of us could admit that our leg goes numb when we sit on the potty for some period of time. Or you get some nerve root irritation. So you get up from the potty, your leg is kind of numb. So there's a lot of reasons to not sit for a long period of time. Plus, then you get hemorrhoids. So stop using your cell phone while you're on the toilet. Now, some of you say, well, Dr. Wax, Dr. Dahlia, that's how I listen to your show. That's fine. You guys get a pass. I'm not stupid. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. When we come back, we'll take the latest what's going on with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I apologize. And the California shooting. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
Any sense.
uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're learning about the gunman in last night's mass shooting at a Southern California bar that left 12 people dead before the gunman took his own life.
The suspect was identified as Ian David Long. He was 28 years old.
Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean saying deputies were called to Long's home once for a domestic disturbance. They say Long was a Marine veteran, but they haven't positively determined whether he had PTSD, as some neighbors claim he did. Among the 12 people he shot and killed, a 29-year veteran sheriff's deputy. President Trump orders flags flown at half-staff in honor of the victims. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg falling in her office last night, now at a hospital in Washington, D.C. They say she's suffering from at least 3 broken ribs, but she's expected to recover. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, survivors of the Las Vegas October 1 Harvest 91 Festival shooting were actually inside the Borderline Bar in Thousand Oaks, California, with this week's shooting. Gunmen opened fire just before midnight on Wednesday, killing 12 people before killing himself. And hundreds of people were inside the venue for College Country Night. Even kids who were underage who had a black X on their hand so they weren't served alcohol. It's a big deal Wednesday nights at the bar. So hundreds of people were there. and shots started firing around 11:20 p.m. Shooter was dead inside the bar, according to police, and it was unclear exactly how he died. We believe it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Now, from what we understand, the shooter was a veteran, and he had apparently been of solid form, people were saying, in terms of him knowing how to shoot. Ian Long, 28 years old, was identified as the gunman, Dodger fan, was a fitness trainer, had left the military after a tour in Afghanistan. I believe he was in the military for 5 years. Went to Northridge, UC Northridge, to take classes. But they say he had PTSD. Or PTSD. And post-traumatic stress disorder might have been the reason for him opening fire. And this is frightening because thousands, millions of people have some sort of post-traumatic stress disorder, whether they were raped or in a car accident or in combat. And, you know, we have, you know, a few pictures of him. He seems happy. He seems, a regular guy. This is something that really frustrates us, how we're going to the gym or we're sitting in class or we're going to a Dodger game and we could be sitting next to the next mass shooter. And this was a college, I don't want to call it a college bar, but this was a bar where a lot of college students were there. We're at. And Chandler Gunn, 23 years old, of Newberry Park, called a friend who works at the Borderline Bar and Grill, who was also at Route 91 in Las Vegas, according to the LA Times. They say a lot of people in the Route 91 situation go here. There's people that live a whole lifetime without seeing this, and then there's people that have seen it twice. Josh Coley, 27 years old, had been to the Borderline several times with his friends, including one who survived the Las Vegas shooting. Coley told the paper that his friend said he was with his dad and is in good condition. Wow. Carl Edgar, 24 years old of Tarzana, that's where my brother was born, told the Times he had about 20 friends inside the bar, which he frequently attends. He says, as far as I know, all my friends are okay. There are a few people we can't get a hold of, but in these situations, people usually turn off their phones to be safe, so I'm not going to get too worried. A lot of my friends survived Route 91. If they survived that, they could survive this. That's according to Fox News. Wow. To be in two shootings. And you want to know what's scary? This isn't going to be that uncommon. We have now these horrendous, heinous crimes that are happening anywhere. We're talking a bar on a Wednesday night at 11:20 p.m. And somebody decides to shoot up a bunch of people. Police officer, I believe sheriff, had been on scene first and was gunned down immediately. Bless him for, you know, his sacrifice. But we were told that police had taken close to 3 minutes to respond, which is fantastic response time. But it just makes me, you know, very furious, being of, you know, military parents, and, you know, my grandfather was a police officer. Just makes me so frustrated that there's a lot that could happen in 3 minutes. That's 180 seconds. Of some, you know, with somebody sitting there gunning people down, I really think one of the answers may be, you know, those of us good guys who have some training, you know, we be allowed to be armed and allow us to stop the shooter rather than waiting for somebody to try to save us who then gets shot himself. I'm really frustrated. You know, if you're going to be the next would-be shooter and you know that there's a bunch of people there that's going to turn a gun on you, you might back off. You might think twice about doing that. But if you think you have a bunch of innocent ducklings just there, ripe for the picking, that you have free access to, somebody that's sick in the head may want to go to that place. And we know California has strict gun laws. I'm really, really frustrated. And I with all these school shootings and college shootings and church shootings and temple shootings, these people are picking they're picking venues that you would think would be little safe zones. And so, do I want to wait for a legislator to decide, you know, what I could do to protect myself and protect others. I mean, do I want a legislator, you know, deciding for me that I have to be a sitting duck? No. Now, I understand, you know, there's laws. So we all can't arm up and, you know, walk around with guns saying, you know, I dare you. I get that. But bad people have guns. And they're saying, well, you know, he's, you know, ex-Marine and, you know, he got the gun legally. Okay, fine. He got the gun legally. Whether he got the gun legally or illegally, we know that there are guns out there. And you're not going to get rid of all the guns. And as good people, we want our guns. And when I hear that certain shootings were thwarted because somebody drew their weapon or somebody stopped the shooter, I mean, trust me, I'm grateful for our police. Thank God for our police. But if our police, you know, get there in 3 minutes, which is still amazing, what if somebody could stop him 10 seconds in? So I don't know what the answer is, but we still don't have a motive. We don't know why he picked that bar, why he picked those people, but we'll keep you posted. We'll also keep you posted on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She suffered a fall in her office on a Wednesday evening, felt bad, and earlier on Thursday, and checked herself into George Washington University Hospital. She is under observation because when you have multiple rib fractures, she sustained 3 rib fractures. When you sustain multiple rib fractures, your biggest morbidity is being affected by pneumonia. And so the number one cause of death of anybody with rib fractures is getting a pneumonia. Rib fractures will usually not puncture the lung. It rarely happens. It can happen. But you don't take a deep breath because you're in a lot of pain. So she is being watched. From what I understand, she's at the hospital, but doing well, expected to recover. They may even give antibiotics, and they'll probably do some serial x-rays to keep an eye that she's not building up any fluid or building up any pneumonia. Again, you need to take big, deep breaths, inhale and exhale, all right, in order to prevent little pathogens from getting in there and then settling. We don't want stasis. When things kind of sit still and not move, that's when things get kind of murky and, you know, cloudy and mucky and, you know, so we want nice aeration to happen. She's 85 years old. 85-year-olds don't really have the thickest of bones. Now, you know, I mean, she's a tough cookie. She's, you know, battled cancer twice. She has a stent in one of her arteries for her heart. She's battled broken ribs before. From what we understand, she's planning on serving at least until 2020. Had a hired staff's on contract, from what I understand, till 2020. And so, you know, her health obviously has been, you know, of discussion very frequently in the news because, you know, she's in a very, very highly contested Supreme Court seat. But we do wish her well. Remember, we're people first before politics. We wish her well. We hope she's not in pain. And we hope she has a recovery. But we did talk about in the first hour, at what point is a Supreme Court justice too, quote-unquote, old to serve? Well, as long as they have good mentation, there is nothing in the Constitution that prevents them from serving. An impeachment happens, maybe, if they appear to be unfit to serve, but the terming is good behavior. And as long as she has good behavior, she could serve for life. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's an article or a story that has hit the news saying a fraction of opioids are actually taken after most surgeries, and that surgery patients typically use only one quarter of the opioids they're prescribed for post-operative pain. And the University of Michigan says these leftover pills pose a risk of misuse, addiction, and overdose, which we're going to talk about, all right? Because you know how I feel about that. I go, give me a little extra so I have some for a rainy day. But that's, I get we're in the midst of an opioid crisis. I get that. But I really don't think you having a hysterectomy, having a few extra pills in your bottle is why we have the opioid crisis and people overdosing on heroin. That's just me. But according to University of Michigan, they say the leftover pills may pose a risk of misuse, addiction, and overdose. I get that. According to study, senior author Dr. Jocelyn Vu, she's a surgical resident and research fellow at Michigan Medicine, she says it's striking to see the major discrepancy between prescribed amount and the amount patients actually take. This is not a phenomenon of a few outlier surgeons, and it was seen across the state and across many operations. In the study, the researchers analyzed data for nearly 2,400 patients who had one of 12 common types of surgery, and this was looked at hospitals among Michigan and 33 different hospitals. On average, patients took only 27% of the opioids, like OxyContin, prescribed to them. However, for every 10 additional pills prescribed, patients took 5 of them. They say the median number of pills prescribed was 30, and the median number used was 9. Now, I agree with that. Anytime I've gotten pain medication, I rarely use more than a few pills of it. But I'll tell you why we came up with the number 30. They said, according to this study, patients who had a hernia repair operation, either open or minimally invasive surgery, took the most opioids, while those who had their appendix or thyroid taken out took the least. But they say the size of the opioid prescription was a more important factor in how many pills a patient took than their pain scores. They say, according to the study author, Dr. Ryan Howard, he says, in what we tell patients about what kind of pain to expect after surgery and how many pills we give, we set their expectations. And what the patient expects plays a huge role in their postoperative pain. So if they get 60 pain pills, they think they have to take many of them. And he does have a point. Now, Howard is a surgical resident, and he says, we hope that by shining a spotlight on the difference between prescription size and actual use, we can empower surgeons to change their prescribing habits. All right, so why do we come up with 30 or 60? It's very simple. It's because you can't. It's very difficult to get a narcotic in most states. And when you operate on a patient who is going to be possibly bedridden for a few days and in pain, and they, let's say, run out of their 9 pills, or let's say you give them 11 pills, and that's not enough, many of them are not going to be in a state where they could get into a car, drive down to your office to get more pills, another 9 or 10 pills. So the average surgeon uses some common sense and says, look, let me give you a little more than you need so that you don't have to risk getting sick, being in a waiting room with other sick people, run the risk of getting into a car accident, because I want you at home resting, because I just cut into your body and you have little delicate sutures holding vital blood vessels together, and I don't want you having post-operative bleeding. And if you're in pain, I don't want you trying to get into your car to come down to get a pain medication. Nobody talks about that. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you doctors are the cause of this opioid crisis, and you just want to write plenty of medication. So, well, honestly, we don't benefit financially. We would benefit financially cutting your medicine down, forcing you to come in and pay a copay. But we give you 30 pills because we think that will cover you until your follow-up. And then at your follow-up, when you're able to follow up, we could give you more if you need. And most of the time, you don't need. Fairly simple. The other thing is, if you don't have adequate pain control, here we are talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg with her rib fractures and her being at risk for pneumonia. If you don't want to get up, let's say you need to get up. Let's say you just had a knee replacement. You need to go to physical therapy. You need to work that joint. If you don't move after certain surgeries, you could unfortunately put yourself at risk of not improving and getting the ideal range of motion you need of that joint. Or if you don't move and get out of bed, you could be at risk for pneumonia. You need to get up and breathe deeply and move. Now, we don't want you busting any sutures, but we don't want you bedridden in your home for 3-4 days. Now you could start getting bed sores. You could start getting blood clots. We need you to move. And if you need to take an extra pain pill or two, fine. You're not going to turn into a heroin addict 1 or 2 days postoperatively. But they're making a big deal. You see what doctors do? They overprescribe. I'm telling you right now, I mean, if you are going to have a hysterectomy, I would ask the doctor to give you a little bit more than 9 pills, even if you do have a good pain tolerance. And I don't think 30 pills after a surgery is excessive. And we can't educate people on how to dump the pills, how to not use the pills. Me personally, yeah, I store them. I had surgery a couple years ago. The medicine has probably expired, but yeah, I kept the bottle just in case. Crack a tooth or something happens. I'm like, I just need to know I have something. I never need it, but it's nice to know I have something there. So I don't mind having a few extra with the surgery. But, the last thing we need are surgeons saying, look, we're only going to give you 8.5 pills. Because technically, on average, in a study, most people only use about 8.5. Are you kidding me? What happens if you can't move and you reach for your nightstand and hubby's at work or wife's at work and you need to get a pain medication and you grab the bottle and you accidentally drop one? And it drops down underneath the bed. Now, you do need to pick it up because you do not want your cat or dog, consuming Tylenol. Many of these pain medications have Tylenol. But you can't get out of bed and bend down to pick up the pill you dropped. It really helps that you have an extra pill in those. I mean, these are things we doctors think about. Because you trying at 2 a.m. to get a narcotic is now going to be virtually impossible because of the opioid epidemic. So I really get frustrated by these articles. I mean, everybody wants to attack the doctors, attack the surgeons. And I understand these were surgical residents. And I love residents. Okay, they're doing research. This was a very powerful research study, and that is good to know. All right, I mean, it is good to know. I get it. Most people don't need the 30. Maybe we could go down to 25. But what bothers me is are we in this, we're spending all this time and money studying 5 or 10 extra pills in a container with somebody who, post-operatively got medication. Is that really the real root of our opioid crisis? If more people are dying of heroin, can we spend a little bit more time on money studying that? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.